My sister Claudine and I don't always see eye to eye, but we agree that things would have been different if we stayed in our old neighborhood in Flatbush.
You seen where we was raised.
Yes, but the people listening have not, so can you elaborate?
I sincerely think that if mommy did not move us out of East 18 and bring us here when she brought us here, I really felt like stuff would have been really different.
I remember the time when somebody got shot in our old neighborhood a couple of months before we moved. I always had to be alert there, especially at nighttime. Now we live in East New York. When people hear East New York, most of them assume it's a dangerous area where you should never relax. But my family lives in Starry City. It's an affordable housing complex with 5,800 apartments. It's more than half black, and the rest of the residents are white, Asian, and Hispanic. Starry City happens to be very safe. Kids play in the park at night. Everybody's calm, even at nighttime. Here's my sister again.
I feel like over here, you don't get robbed or what you call it, picked on. Because you know how when we were going to Jackson.
I almost got robbed one time here, so there's that. I had nothing for them to rob, so they left me alone.
Quick story. The summer between 10th and 11th grade, I was a few blocks from my house when 6 or 7 guys approached me and asked me for my phone. I showed it to them, but when they saw it was an old Metro PCS phone, they just left me alone. That was the only time I had any problems. In Starry City, you rarely see the NYPD. We have our own private security force, and I've never seen them stop or arrest anybody. Instead, I see them talking to people, young and old. These patrolmen are allowed to carry guns and police the neighborhood.
I want to take the elevator downstairs and see if I can find any teenagers to talk about their opinions on the Starry City police force. Do you prefer Starry City police over NYPD?
Yes. Because they're more nice and they're not racist. I'm sorry. They're just more friendly and they don't care about how you look or your age difference or the color of your skin. They're just friendly either way.
Do you prefer Starry City police over the NYPD?
Yes.
Why?
Because Starry City police, like, they do their job, but they don't try to hide behind their badge. They show the authority, but they don't stress the authority too much.
People are mostly playing basketball. I'm going to go see if I can just find some stragglers. All right, how do you feel about policing in the neighborhood?
I feel like it's good. Like, it keeps us safe and stuff.
They don't know you don't get bothered or nothing? You never seen anybody get bothered?
Nah.
Good. Do you interact with the police around here?
Yeah.
Online?
Yeah, I know one of them. I forgot his name, though. But he always has the dog, the canine.
Do you interact with the police outside of this area?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
When he said, "I don't know," I just gave him a look, and we started laughing. We both knew the reason why. The young men around my age who live in other parts of East New York are regarded differently. Not as innocent young adults, but dangerous people. It's like there's an assumption that we're out to do bad.
Well, honestly, I feel that they think that we're all thugs or dangerous.
My longtime friend Chris lives in the Pink Houses, a housing project in East New York. 2 years ago, he noticed a change in the policing there after Officer Peter Lang shot and killed a Kai Gurley in the stairwell.
I remember when it used to be like high police activity here. Like, I moved here in 2013. There used to be, like, police officers on the roofs, you know, protecting the community. Then after a while, they just stopped, like, coming, patrolling around, like, actually being part of the community. They were actually, like, walking through the Pink Houses, going through the stairwells. But after police officers shot the guy in the stairwell, they kind of stopped patrolling inside the Pink Houses.
In Starry City, we trust our patrolmen. Being able to build a relationship with the community should be top priority for the NYPD. It takes time to be able to get to know the neighborhood and how it operates. NYPD officers rarely get that opportunity. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Claudine Pierre-Lewis.